Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc.
If I told you the whole truth, would it be too much for you? If I spread brand new rumors, would that end it any sooner? Days on
Mark Mulcahy was the singer for the New Haven, Connecticut-based band Miracle Legion, active in the 1980s to mid-1990s. The band split up a while ago, but reunited last year to play some shows, including a gig at the Linda, WAMC's performing arts studio. Mark's band Polaris was the house band for the mid-1990s Nickelodeon series The Adventures of Pete and Pete. Following the cancellation of Pete and Pete, Mulcahy found himself playing solo and releasing albums on the Mezzotint label, the most recent of which came out this April and is entitled The Possum in the Driveway. He's assembled a band to play the album in its entirety at the Parlor Room in Northampton, Massachusetts on June 21st, Lyric Hall Theater in New Haven, Connecticut on June 22nd, and Joe's Pub in New York City on June 27th.
Well, I can still remember opening night and all the excitement. Lights went down and the curtain went up. No props and no music. It was love, we let the silence prove it. We spooned on the floor till they opened the door and broke the spell. They broke the spell. That was the beginning of the end. They broke the spell. True love disappeared.
Mark Mulcahy, welcome to the Roundtable.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, my pleasure. I really, just to get it out of the way, I really, really love the new album. I think it's absolutely compelling and beautiful, and I'm glad that I get to talk to you about it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Could you tell me about putting this record together? It took quite a while.
I was making it, and then I stopped making it, and then I was making it again, and then I stopped making it again, and then one of the places we were actually recording in, you know, it didn't catch fire. It didn't burn down when we were in it, but it burned down. So we moved to a different place, and then I just stopped doing anything for a few years.
Right.
It's a tale of nothing, but it does. Nothing takes time. So, and then what sort of happened was that Scott, who was the producer, we just put it on one day for no reason other than to listen to it, and then it was sort of like, oh, eureka! You know, it's done. So it finished itself somehow while nobody was doing anything.
When you listened to it that time, was it truly done, or did you have to do anything else to it before releasing it?
We sort of got, then once we listened to it, we went to a studio and sort of just fiddled with a little bit of fiddling and a little bit of editing. So some of the songs were maybe longer than they needed to be, but just sort of cutting out, you know, fading things out and things. But yeah, nothing, no more recording, you know, nothing else to record, you know?
Yeah, just a little more production.
He was doing a lot of stuff on his own time, too. Scott would, I don't know what he was doing, but he's sort of a, you know, more of a Wizard of Oz type of a guy behind the curtain and twirling a lot of knobs that I'm never sure what they all are. So he was making it sort of sound, you know, sort of soundscaping what was there as a sort of just a rock song. So that, you know, that really, you know, just made it sound just really different to me. So some of it for me was it just didn't sound anything like I remembered it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's often, it's probably often a good thing in anything, really. In anything you make a decision about, maybe a year later you'll wonder, what was that? What does that decision? Why did I make? Or something is better or worse maybe later on. So this one was so much better than I remembered it. You can be really critical of yourself in the moment, I think.
Sure. How do you, in over the course of your career, meet and learn to trust and work with producers like Scott?
I've been super, fortunate to have just a good relationship with different people I know that have studios.
Mm-hmm.
It's an expensive thing, so you have to, have some friends. Or you'll never, at least for me, I'd never make a record if I didn't have some kind, generous friends to help me get into a place that has the stuff that makes records, the record-making place. So I've been real fortunate that I've known these guys, and we just want to make records together. So it's easy in a way, I guess, that I know these guys, but... it's been like five or six people that I've made records with that I've been we really got on great. It was never never a hard part in it. Whereas I've done other records when I used to be in a group called Miracle Legion, and mm-hmm. we made a lot of different records with different people, and some of them were just really hard. It was like a real fight to get it over with. Maybe that was because that was a band and we had our own sort of four-headed idea of things, and then you try to add the fifth head, and not everybody gets George Martin. Maybe you get somebody else. I've really had a really. That's what I was saying to somebody actually yesterday, that being in the music part of the music business that I'm in, it's a lot of very personal things where you know everybody, and you travel in a world of people who are making music mostly for making music, and I'm not saying Bon Jovi's not making music for making music, but that's a different world. And it's probably the same in a way. The music world is a great world to be in. Making records with people you like is really great, and all the musicians too. The same; those are all guys that just volunteered.
You are playing all of the album and some of your other songs in three shows coming up. You're going to be at the Parlor Room in Northampton, Massachusetts on the 21st, and you're playing in New Haven on the 22nd and at Joe's Pub in New York City on the 27th. What made you want to perform these shows, do the whole new album in a concert setting?
Some of the same idea that I was just saying, that when it came out, everybody, whatever, all the guys that played on it, we all listened to it and just sort of talked about we didn't actually play it as... It's all a billion overdubs to make the thing, but so it was never actually performed or played. We didn't rehearse it and then record it. We just made it up as we went. So it was never, never performed, mm-hmm. played. None of the songs had ever been played in any way. So we just kind of thought of the idea of just doing it, just for the exercise of hearing how it would sound if we all played it at one time.
When you did that, then, so do you all kind of learn how to play it from listening to the album?
Yeah, it's learning it's learning how to play your own songs as a certain cachet of embarrassment. But it's still the effort counts. We're trying to be great. So
absolutely, you wrote the songs for this album and recorded them a while ago by the method that you just described. Did any of them ever come out in a different way? Did you ever perform any of them in a different solo show before this album was released? Or did these songs all stay on this album, waiting for this album to be ready for you to put it out?
I've probably played one or two of them a few times,
mm-hmm.
just to sort of, spice up some long tour of playing, certain... bunch of songs. I was like, hey, what about that one we never played? So maybe with myself, and I usually play with this guy Ken, so maybe Kenny and I whipped up something like The Fiddler once in a while, but not really. No, there are a lot of them. A lot of them are hard to sort of figure out how to play, just in your mind, so it takes a little planning.
I want to share some of the music from The Possum in the Driveway. We're going to start with the opening track, Stuck on Something Else. Could you tell us a little bit about that song?
I was just trying to imagine a guy, that's, can't quite get it together. He's got a lot of responsibilities that he doesn't know how to face. He's like a beautiful, sad guy who, doesn't really have any place to be but where he is. He doesn't want to get out of where he is, and he doesn't mind being where he is, that sort of thing.
Facing up to the problem has been a challenge for all of us. And she's not old enough to be anywhere but back in the trailer park, staying out till you can't see straight. Feels great. They'll wait until you say when, and even breaking even feels right. All night, oh no, you can't see the clocks from here.
Markable Cahey is playing his new album, The Possum in the Driveway, at three very special shows. The first is at the Parlor Room in Northampton, Massachusetts on June 21st.
He took his parakeet and had him dry clean. He was alone all the time on amphetamine. Go see the doctor. I know it really hurts. And then his marriage fell apart for using dirty words. Now he bought a pleasure bar, and he shot his mailman, and he sang coke to Hollywood kids.
Hollywood Never Forgives. That was just a really just a bunch of mishmash about I was in Hollywood, and I don't know, I'm no expert, but I was just watching everybody and just thinking, you know, just inventing scenarios for the, you know, for the different characters I was seeing. It doesn't really, I mean, I'm the first to admit it, it doesn't make a ton of sense, but but it's just this great sort of two penny opera or something that
absolutely
starts nowhere and goes nowhere. Tell you, recording it was, we struggled for a long time recording that one, and then Kenny and I went out to get pizza like we almost always did, and then on the way back we said, let's just switch everything. So we switched everything, and then that's how it turned out.
Next, let's talk about Cross the Street.
That's a song about one time when I was in New York quite a while ago, but I got mugged right around CBGB's. Yeah, I didn't get hurt or anything, but it was definitely a mugging, and so I went back to where I was staying, and it was traumatic, obviously, but and so I wrote this.
I can't be alone. I need to be with someone else besides me. And I hear a sound in my ear. It lets me know that there's nobody near. Better button up your raincoat, man. It's cold for June.
I don't know if it sounds like a song about somebody getting mugged. It does to me, and when I wrote it, it was just making all perfect sense and describing everything that I was thinking about when it happened.
The Possum in the Driveway came out in April. Mark Mulcahy will play it at the Parlor Room in Northampton on June 21st, Lyric Hall Theater, New Haven, Connecticut on June 22nd, and Joe's Pub in New York City on the 27th. Mark, it's been wonderful to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Sarah LaDuke, it's great to talk to you. I hear your name every day.
Mark Mulcahy will play The Possum in the Driveway and other songs at the Parlor Room in Northampton, Massachusetts on June 21st, Lyric Hall Theater in New Haven, Connecticut on June 22nd, and Joe's Pub in New York City on June 27th. To learn more, visit mezzotint.com. Links to relevant information will be posted with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.